We're going to have a fun time today, lads. That you could be assured of.
What's going on, my brothers and sisters? Mr. Woo-woo. Aunties and uncles, monks, Woo-woo. Kabbalists, wizards, Woo-woo. Mystics, sons and daughters of God.
That's you.
Welcome to Mr. Woo-woo. Woo-woo.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mr. Woo-woo podcast. I am your grateful host, Joshua. Thank you for spending your linear time with me here in the Matrix, chatting with you over, I guess they could be called airwaves, but that's just from our dimensional perspective. Everything is just spirit, and so are you, and welcome. Welcome to yourself, according to a very awesome message and download. I've done a lot of spiritual work around the authenticity of this message, and it's telling me it's legit, though anytime someone's a channel, I always kind of go, at least one of my eyebrows starts to cock up in suspended disbelief because I trust the messages I get. But someone's like, dude, you should listen to this one. And I've been kind of getting messages from the people around me that, yo, there's just been some massive changes on the earth, and it correlated to exactly the state energetically. So this is a message by our illustrious friends out in the galaxy, those who donated their DNA, the Pleiadians, and a wee message for us as of this equinox, right? That was the 21st. As of the 21st of March, that we're in a whole new world. And it's going to be delightful. Delightful. So, let's review this message. And if even a fraction of it is accurate, I mean, it feels accurate, I'm going to be pretty happy. Excuse me for being a dork today. But I just got done advising a friend who is very advanced in her awareness, very powerful, but can tend to get bogged down by the egos of the rest of collective humanity. I'm sure you can sympathize. I mean, that's gotten me for most of my adult life. Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. This collective consciousness is rough because the sum total of us are not thinking in a direction that probably the rest of us would want to experience. Unpleasant stuff. So we're trying to kind of distance ourselves, if you will, in this era. And I've just in the last month or so really cleaned up my ability to cordon off my reality and in a way that the collective consciousness doesn't really invade or even influence, really, for that matter. Because I realize at a deeper, more fundamental level, as I was telling her, that underneath it all, we are just consciousness. This is just a play of light and shadow. There really is no us. It's just photonic light whizzing around at impossible speed. So the psychological dramas that we're carrying with ourselves, when you're aware of that, dissolve. They dissolve at your feet. And you go, oh yeah. So I was just advising this person, just play. Play. Don't take this seriously. Don't take this life, your children, your spouses, yourself, your ego, your beliefs, any of it seriously. If you take anything seriously, take your sense of spiritual self and practice. Everything else isn't even, from a higher dimensional perspective, it's ants marching, right? It's Dave. And it's, what are you marching toward? To what beat are you marching? Did you know you can change your tune, your direction, what you're marching towards? Because you are going forward, right? That's us in linear time. Right? Just as Pink Floyd had pronounced in their music. So you are in linear time, but you are in command of your experience. And it's your duty to learn eventually to transcend that. We do in sleep, but in this waking part of the video game we call the Matrix, you have to learn a command of how to slow time. You could slow time on purpose. I learned to do it doing massage. Anytime if I was like, God, I want this appointment to be over, is a really difficult person or whatever, I would look at the clock a bunch of times. And the more you look at time and think about it, the more it slows down. When you're having fun and you abandon your sense of time, it speeds right up and the day's over and you're just like, oh my gosh. But you can do that on purpose, right? You can have fun with time and space. You can imagine just the space of your own body and feeling the border of your own skin. Ooh, that's tingly. I can feel that tingling all the way into my feet. Yeah. That's just like some happy, fluffy clouds taking over. And you can be anything you want to be. Mm-hmm. So you're just taking, you know, inventory of the space, just at the borders of your skin. This is like a Eckhart Tolle kind of awareness meditation. And you can feel the circulation of your body kind of whizzing around your skin and feel that tingling. Now you can start to feel the space beyond that, almost like, if you will, a bubble surrounding you. So you can imagine stepping outside the body a little bit and widening the aperture and feeling the space around you as though it were your skin, as though it were you. And you can feel the contents of that. And you can expand that space pretty much to infinity because you're beyond space and all the space that's ever been created. But the joy is in realizing you're not limited to this bodily space. This is just your focal point in time-space, here on Earth, right? Your body is your reference for the now in time-space. So if ever you get lost in your mind, don't lose your mind, though, not in this era. It's kind of dangerous. But if you get lost in the trappings of the mind, like daydreaming or whatever, or contemplating a problem, being able to come back to the body brings you to the present moment, or present as our neurons are experiencing it anyway. And being able to just feel your body and the sensations of your body will bring you right into the now moment, which is where Eckhart Tolle and a bunch of other mystics say that is where infinity is, because our memory, the past, our imagination to the future, this little metronome of heart, tick-tock, tick-tock, I am, is in the present for this version of the video game, like where your flesh matches the matter frequency of the creation outside of here. So it's one and the same. And the point of the game is, and that's why I think people, a lot of them just, you know, they don't win the game. They drop dead, you know, the soul has to reincarnate again and again and again to become saintly and not have to continue. Would you like to continue? 9, 8, 7, no more quarters, is to become, to pass a dimensional threshold of the soul merging with the physical, the real you coming into this body mind character that you think is your name. Fill in your name. So when my soul 100% has 100% downloaded and control of my intellectual and mental processes, and therefore my emotions and body, that's when you win the game. There's sainthood. There's being, that's what a yogi is. That's what being a saint is. That's what being a rishi, or attaining a particular level of level upment. So the game, and thank goodness I did massage therapy, is leveling up your body especially. And it's going to be hard to accelerate that while you're still in physical discomfort, right? So if you can, you know, or whenever you can, roll on the floor like a kid. Get on the floor of your own apartment, your house. Don't sit on the couch. Literally sit on the floor and just kind of bend around until it feels good. bend at your waist like a toddler would. Move like you think a baby would, because they're experts at getting rid of unnecessary stress as they're developing. Kids will go and like shake around and jump around, and because they know, like a dog or a canary or any animal that's ever injured or scared will, it'll reestablish because they're overcome with fear. To get out of that frequency, they shake really, really hard. So that's what you want to basically do. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's an amazing technique for resetting yourself, but you should do it in the privacy of your house, because people will think you're a total spaz or a dork or whatever 80s. Colloquialism or insult you can think of. And it's totally appropriate. So play is the point. Don't take yourself seriously. And here's this totally awesome, not to be a crappy segue, though it was a crappy segue, message from our galactic brothers and sisters, allegedly, right? Because it's coming through a human filter. I haven't met a Pleiadian in person yet, but I'm holding out. I mean, wouldn't you have to have some kind of faith or opening that something could be real or probably before it like interacted with you? I guess that isn't 100%. But to access almost, there's got to be some party that would be like, okay, that's a thing. To be able to even draw it in as an experience. By the way, I'm basically saying as I put out these waves, these sound waves, not only just over the airwaves for your enjoyment and ears, but for the enjoyment and ears of all of our, you know, extra dimensional brothers and sisters. I love you. Come on down. I'll be happy to entertain you as long as you follow the light and aren't just like the grays or some shit. I will be happy to do business with you or talk to you in any way you wish. See, and that's how it's done. You got to put it out there, kids. How else are you going to be able to be an ambassador? You got to dream big. It's like, why not? Dream big or go home, you guys. By go home, I mean, you know, don't die yet. But you might die one day and realize like, shit, I could have done that. I could have accessed that. I could have been a video game champion. I could have run a triathlon. I could have gone to France. I could have called that person back and told them I love them and I forgive them. Please take me back. Crazy thinking about you. Go nuts. Can't sleep. I can't eat. Damn it, Brenda. I want you back in my life. You can do that still, you guys. You can still, that person's still there, right? But our minds will block us. No, you know, we'll partition ourselves away. Dude, don't look back on this life and go, oh God, I could have. Don't do it. Go for it. Fucking go for it. At least then you'll know. You know, I took my shot. It's worse than wondering. Anyway, Pleiadians letting us know the entire world has changed ever since the equinox. It's absolutely crazy. And I'd love to get your takes on it, you know, mentally, just telepathically, right? Maybe because I don't have a email service or a thing. Let's see if this, hold on 1 second. I think I am picking that up. I don't know if I'm picking that up or not. I'm just decided to like broadcast raw. If there's something in the background, who gives a shit? Do you guys give a shit? Right? I've rarely heard like radio broadcasting except for like aficionados who were like, you could have a jackhammer in the back. Who gives a flying fuck, right? Who cares? Who cares? I'm eating an Egg McMuffin on the show next time. Who gives a shit, right? Mm-hmm. As long as what's funny being said around them, I wouldn't give a shit. So I'm trying a little more of a raw EQ. I'm trying a little bit like raw inputs for this thing because God damn it, like compression sucks. Compression sucks, dude. In any dimension, in any form of it, you know, it's editing ourselves. So what the hell not? Why edit ourselves? Oh shit, that is coming on. That is seriously coming on. That is a buzzsaw, folks. Let me just get this shit off so I don't have to hear it in this headphones. Sorry, while we adjust for these technical... there we go. Voicifications. All right. Now, because I don't really like noise gate, you guys don't even know what that is, but... Anyway, I have the channeling, and here we go, and the world's different... And here.
The Pleiadians have delivered a powerful message for humanity, warning that the energetic shift happening on this day will change the course of human evolution forever. This is not a time to sit back and wait. It's a moment of awakening, where humanity will either rise into higher consciousness or remain trapped in old patterns. The Pleiadians are offering humanity a choice. embrace the light or fall into confusion. What happens next depends on how we respond to this shift.
Embrace the light or fall into confusion. That sounds pretty serious, right, guys? That's just me. So, it got my attention. Anyway, I continue.
The cosmic significance of March 21st. March 21st is not an ordinary day. It marks the alignment of Earth with the galactic core, opening a powerful gateway of energy. The Pleiadians have long spoken about this moment, calling it the Great Realignment. This is the moment where Earth's energetic frequency will match the vibrational signature of the fifth dimension.
Now, also, as a side note, I have for the last 20 plus years, or even especially the last 12, we've been through a lot of like quote unquote gateways and alignments and this and that. So I always take this kind of information with a grain of salt. However, for some reason, this equinox does feel different. It really, really does feel different. And they're going to go into all of these different ways that it's going to be different. But one of my spiritual teachers once said, it's kind of like a twinning, like where there's a dimensional split between those who are choosing to expand through the fifth dimension in this lifetime and those that are going to be experiencing the remaining aspects of karma, the 3D people, you know, NPCs, people that have chosen the way of unpleasantness, if you will. And they're going to coexist on the game board of Earth at the same time. But we're going to kind of keep merging. And, you know, those folks will go fourth dimensional, will come down fourth dimensional, and then it'll split back apart, almost like an oscillating DNA chain. Well, there's a time when allegedly it was going to kind of spiral apart and they weren't going to reconnect again. So it'd really feel like the people next to you are like they could be right next to you holographically, like that's there they are, but dimensionally you're feeling two different kinds of streams of energy and interacting with that. One's negentropic and one is entropic. And anyway, I continue.
Creating a bridge between the physical and spiritual realms. Humanity stands at the threshold of a new era. Ancient prophecies from various spiritual traditions have pointed to this time as a period of great transformation. The alignment of the cosmic grid will not only affect Earth's physical environment, but also awaken dormant spiritual potential within humanity. This shift is not just external, it will be felt deeply within the human soul, triggering a collective awakening. On this day, the sun's position relative to the galactic center.
Did you catch that? Triggering in a galactic way. I want an awakening for all of humanity so bad. Don't you? So many of these problems would just go away instantly if all of us like knew each other as brothers and sisters in spirit. It would just go away. It would instantly be like a worldwide extreme party, like barbecue, you name it. It'd be an enormous party. God, I hope this happens.
Will allow a surge of photonic light to bathe the planet. This light carries encoded information designed to activate human DNA and elevate consciousness. It's not simply a shift in energy. It's a download of cosmic wisdom and spiritual insight that will shape human evolution. The Pleiadians have described this as the cosmic tipping point. How humanity responds to this influx of light.
I've been waiting for this tipping point for a long time. And of course, the egoic part of me is skeptical that this is it, because there's been a lot of people saying, oh, this is it, guys. Here it is, 2012, here it is. Ah, and we're still here. Okay, nothing's changed. Okay. People seem to be getting dumber. Oh, no. And all that. And then, you know, 2012, 2024, and like here we are now. And it's like, okay, here it is now. It was at the end of 2024. Here it is, you know, spring 2025. And I gotta say, I'm a sucker for optimism. Let's go, baby. Let's go. I love it. It'd be great. Like, just how long has it been since an optimistic message has come from the fucking galaxy or otherwise, guys? Hell yeah. Let's do that. Let's expand, shall we? Let's get the details, the deets of this baby, shall we?
Will determine the trajectory of human consciousness for the next 1,000 years.
Okay, that actually, pause. If that's hypothetically, even if that was accurate, right? Let's take it with a skeptical eye if we can, any one of these propositions. If this one galactic moment has happened, right? And humanity has to collectively decide, is that on an unconscious level? Is that a superconscious level? Has it already been decided? What can we do now that we're on this side? Like a week after. Can we still advance, like, back? Can we, like, reverse engineer and reprocess through time, like, 7 days and reverse the opposite way and influence that date? I'm starting to think like a CERN scientist. But humanity right now needs everything that you've got, basically, is what I'm getting from this message. It always does. But it's like, if you felt the last week, if you even felt the last 3 weeks leading up till last week, then you'd kind of get what I'm saying. Like, give it everything you got. Love everyone next to you. Be kind to everybody. Peace. Hold on one sec.
Those who embrace the light will experience accelerated spiritual growth.
Hey.
While those who resist may find themselves trapped in cycles of confusion and stagnation.
Mm.
The Pleiadian timeline split. March 21st represents a cosmic fork in the road, a timeline split where humanity will collectively choose between two paths.
Here it is.
The Pleiadians have warned that this moment will create a vibrational divergence. Those who are aligned with the light will find themselves ascending into higher states of consciousness, while those who remain attached to fear, control, and materialism may struggle to keep pace with the energetic shift.
Mm.
This is not about judgment. It's about resonance.
Right.
The energies flooding the planet on March 21st will amplify whatever frequency individuals are already aligned with. If you carry love, compassion, and unity, you will rise effortlessly. If you hold on to fear, anger, and division, you may experience heightened resistance and emotional turmoil.
Yep.
The concept of a timeline split is not new. Many spiritual traditions have spoken of a great separation where humanity will be divided.
And what's great is, if you're aware of spirit, you can jump timelines. But your ego probably won't let you. If you're really addicted to negativity, it's going to keep you scrolling on TikTok, watching that circus, or reading about other people's business, or reading about... or watching the news and watching people's opinions of reality. Now is the time to kind of shell up a little bit, you know, and maintain, you know, igloo it. It might be a storm outside. We're drinking cocoa inside the igloo, right? Dictating the terms of our own state of being. That's the most important thing, you guys. And it sounds like what they're saying is, people's souls have already chosen, like, look, I'm going down that way, down that, you know, rabbit hole of karma and that roller coaster. And other people are like, well, I'm going to go over here to this paradise part. And it's going to be like, toodles, see you at the parking lot, you know, and see how it works out. But we'll find out. Let's listen to the message. Whoops. Done. And go.
Not physically, but vibrationally. Those who raise their vibration will enter a reality of peace, abundance, and spiritual clarity, while those who resist may find themselves caught in cycles of conflict and limitation. The Pleiadians are not here to force a decision. They are simply offering guidance. The choice to ascend or remain in lower density rests entirely with humanity. This is a test of spiritual maturity, a moment where humanity is...
For over 17 years, I had an abusive relationship. Oops. With the P word and...
Sorry about that.
Fear, light over darkness, and unity
stupid
over
YouTube.
Division. Activation of the crystalline grid. Earth has a hidden energetic structure known as the crystalline grid, a network of energy lines that connect sacred sites and power points across the planet.
Those are also known as ley lines. It's basically the Earth. If she had a physical body, like a form like us, it would be like the meridians of her body that go to our organs and things like that. Okay, just for clarification.
On March 21st, this grid will be fully activated, creating a surge of vibrational energy that will affect both the physical and spiritual planes. The crystalline grid acts as a bridge between Earth's physical reality and the higher dimensions. When this grid is fully awakened, it allows higher vibrational energies to flow into the planet, raising the collective consciousness of humanity.
Let's go.
This activation will unlock Earth's hidden spiritual potential, opening portals of light across the globe. Human beings are intimately connected to the crystalline grid. Our bodies contain crystalline structures at the cellular level, which resonate with the frequency of the grid.
Mm-hmm.
As the grid activates, it will trigger a resonance.
That's why it's good to wear quartz. As the grid activates, she was saying.
Within human DNA, awakening spiritual gifts and psychic abilities that have remained dormant for centuries. This activation will not be subtle. It will be felt physically and emotionally. Many will experience sudden insights, increased sensitivity to energy, and spontaneous awakenings.
So, also, I'd like this week, if you can, to think about or try to remember, did I have any deep insights over the last week? Inspirations? Sudden epiphanies? Like, that's the stuff that's kicking on. And I had a few, I got to admit. I don't know if I would have, like, sought to look for them if I hadn't already seen this video. But it was like, it's one of those things where, like, someone points it out and you're like, oh, yeah, I did see that thing. Or, but I had some really, really incisive insights for sure. All right, continuing on.
The Pleiadians have described this as a cosmic upgrade designed to accelerate humanity's transition into higher consciousness. The solar gateway opens.
That's nice.
March 21st will also coincide with the opening of a solar gateway, a direct channel between Earth and the galactic core.
All right.
This gateway will allow a surge of photonic light to flood the planet, carrying with it higher dimensional codes designed to upgrade human DNA and consciousness. Photonic light is not just energy, it's information. This light contains encoded patterns of divine intelligence, which interact directly with human DNA. As this light enters the body, it will activate dormant strands of DNA, unlocking hidden abilities such as telepathy, enhanced intuition, and accelerated healing. The Pleiadians have described this process as a cosmic awakening. As DNA upgrades unfold, individuals will begin to experience a shift in perception. Time may feel nonlinear, intuition will sharpen, and synchronicities will increase. The boundaries between physical and spiritual reality will begin to dissolve. However, this process will not be without challenges. The surge of photonic light will also bring to the surface any unresolved emotional or energetic blockages. Those who are unprepared may experience physical discomfort, emotional instability, and heightened sensitivity.
And that's where your boy comes into play. Come see me at loveenergetics.com, soon to be Ramay Energy Healing. I can help you kind of flow through all of these kind of things because we're all going through it together, you guys. I just have tools to be able to facilitate a lessening of your sensations. Heightened emotions, as they said, and propensities for negative thought. So, anyway, shameless plug. Here we go.
The key to navigating this shift is to remain grounded, centered, and open to the light.
Indeed.
The veil of forgetfulness dissolves.
Mm.
For millennia, humanity has lived under the veil of forgetfulness, a barrier that has prevented us from remembering our true spiritual nature and galactic heritage.
For over 13,000 years, shout out to the Anunnaki. But not a shout out to them, up theirs.
On March 21st, this veil will begin to dissolve, allowing humanity to remember who they truly are.
Sweet.
The Pleiadians have explained that this veil was put in place to protect humanity from the overwhelming complexity of higher dimensional realities. However, as humanity evolves, this veil is no longer necessary. The cosmic energies of March 21st will lift this barrier, allowing humanity to access higher knowledge and spiritual wisdom.
I've been waiting for this for like 20 years, but, you know, again, this is all a hypothesis, you guys, just feeling the truth of it yourself. My windows, the way I use a pendulum, boom, says this is accurate, but it's one of those things like when you're yearning for something for so long and then it like actually happens and you're like, no, really? You know, come on. Like, I'm still at that stage a little bit, but the access that I've had spiritually this week has been unbelievable. So I hope that you're taking advantage of it, meditating every day, feeling the sensations in your body, shifting them with your attention. Go for it. Game feels different right now. It does feel different to me.
We will experience sudden moments of clarity, remembering past lives, reconnecting with soul contracts, and realizing their purpose. These insights will not be intellectual. They will be deeply felt as a knowing that transcends thought. The reconnection with our galactic heritage will also activate spiritual gifts, including the ability to communicate with higher dimensional beings. This shift will also reveal hidden truths about humanity's history. Lost civilizations, ancient extraterrestrial contact, and suppressed spiritual knowledge will begin to resurface.
I highly recommend, if it does, that you go see my boy, LightQuest International, Brian DeFlores. His art, oh man, I've been tripping out on it again. I've forgotten about his gift shop. I know I recommend it all the time. He's the one I learned Lightwave from, one of my Infinity Stones there. And it is a very powerful technique. Its source is the Pleiadian architecture, their alleged civilization, but I use it. Feels good to me. I don't care if it's from the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eaters. I don't give a fuck. It works, and it elevates energy like crazy, and I trip balls when I look at his art. So I would advise you, especially if you want to integrate extraterrestrial involvement like Stephen Greer, I'd also recommend Brian DeFlores and his website of LightQuest International. Absolutely. You'll understand if you play around on that website and... yeah, enjoy that. I emphasize play. I regress.
The lifting of the veil will create a surge of awakening as humanity begins to reclaim its place as a cosmic civilization. Collective consciousness shift. One of the most profound effects of the March 21st shift will be the awakening of collective consciousness. As humanity's vibrational frequency rises, the sense of separation and division will begin to dissolve. Individuals will feel more connected to one another and to the planet itself. The Pleiadians have described this as a return to unity consciousness, a state of being where the illusion of separateness fades and the interconnectedness of all life becomes clear. This shift will create a new foundation for human society based on cooperation, empathy, and mutual respect.
Sounds good.
Old systems based on competition, control, and manipulation will begin to crumble as the collective consciousness rises. Humanity will no longer be able to tolerate structures that are out of alignment with love and truth. This shift will create a wave of social and political change as individuals and communities begin to embody higher frequencies.
That means there might be a little bit of ruckus out there, so ignore it. Unless it's running up your driveway, okay?
However, this transition may not be smooth.
Yep.
The collapse of old systems may create temporary instability and confusion. The key to navigating this shift is to remain centered in love and trust the unfolding process. The awakening of collective consciousness is not the end. It's the beginning of a new era of unity and peace. Sacred codes from the Pleiades. The Pleiadians have long held that sacred codes are embedded within the energy fields of the galaxy, specifically encoded in the light streaming from the Pleiades. On March 21st, these sacred codes will be activated, and will begin integrating directly into human consciousness. This activation will heighten intuition, increase telepathic sensitivity, and unlock hidden spiritual gifts that have been dormant within humanity for thousands of years. The sacred codes are vibrational patterns of divine intelligence. They are not simply information, they are living frequencies that interact with human DNA and consciousness. When these codes are activated, they rewire the brain's neural pathways, creating new patterns of thought and perception. Individuals may experience sudden flashes of insight, increased synchronicities, and a deeper sense of knowing without logical explanation. The Pleiadians have revealed that these codes are meant to awaken humanity's natural ability to communicate with higher dimensional beings. This means that many will begin to receive direct guidance from spirit guides, ascended masters, and extraterrestrial beings. Dreams may be...
Here's a 30-second bedtime ritual you can do.
So that's a really intriguing hypothesis, I think, worth exploring. Let's see here. That mention of ascended masters is very tantalizing. So this person's definitely of a certain development. But the Pleiadians are saying that this shift is also going to enable parts of your brain to be able to, like, if you extend that space I was talking about past the planet, and you just imagine, like, you're a radar dish and you focus it on, like, Venus, and you just imagine being able to send a communication to Venus, and you open up your vision. Or you can intend the Pleiades, hey, Pleiades, and it's just like sending an email out to a celebrity, right? Maybe it comes back. But you won't get any kind of interaction unless you put one out there, so. Anyway, I know that sounds absolutely mad, but it's not. It's not. I think if I've known too many people that can do that kind of stuff and they get great answers. Barbara Marcinak's work was great. Barbara Hanklo. They're all named Barbaras, man. The Pleiadians love Barbaras. My mom's name was Barbara. I wondered why she didn't contact her. Huh. Yeah, she's not a Pleiadian. She's a Martian, if anything. Any fucking way. Let me get back to this. Hold on one second, because fucking YouTube threw me off.
Through symbols, music, or numbers, extraterrestrial beings. Dreams may become more vivid,
yep,
and messages may appear through symbols, music, or numbers. This process will also sharpen humanity's collective intuition. Individuals will begin to sense energetic shifts more clearly, anticipate future events, and perceive hidden motives behind human behavior. The veil that has blocked humanity's higher perception will begin to dissolve, allowing people to see beyond physical reality and into the energetic fields that shape existence.
Please, God.
Awakening of star seeds. The Pleiadians, ooh, have made it clear that star seeds, souls who have incarnated on Earth from other star systems, will be activated on March 21st. Starseeds carry specific energetic codes within their DNA that are designed to awaken at moments of great planetary transition. This is one of those moments. Starseeds will begin to experience a sense of urgency, a calling to fulfill their divine missions.
Mm-hmm.
Many starseeds have felt disconnected or out of place for most of their lives. This shift will create a sense of homecoming, as they begin to remember why they came to Earth in the first place. The activation of starseed DNA will awaken latent spiritual gifts, including healing abilities, telepathy, and interdimensional
again.
Communication.
That's a popular one.
Starseeds will feel drawn toward spiritual practices, healing work, and collective activism aimed at raising the planet's vibration.
Oh, good, I'm getting business.
This is the moment where they will begin to step into leadership roles, guiding others through the energetic transition.
Yep.
The Pleiadians have emphasized that starseeds are the anchors of light. Their role is to hold the frequency of higher consciousness and act as stabilizers during the chaotic phase of transformation. The awakening of starseeds will create a ripple effect, accelerating the collective awakening of humanity. This is the time when starseeds will no longer hide. They will rise and fulfill their sacred contracts. magnetic field disruption. March 21st will also bring about a significant shift in Earth's magnetic field. The Pleiadians have explained that this is not just a physical phenomenon. It is a direct reflection of the planet's energetic realignment. The magnetic poles serve as anchors for Earth's vibrational frequency, and as the planet shifts toward 5D consciousness, the poles will naturally adjust to reflect the new energetic state.
They've been saying for ages the poles have been shifting. I want to see if there's any news reports on science about on science channels about the magnetic shift. But even more important than this, I'm going to skip ahead. It's like it's just saying it's going to cause physical headaches and mood disorders and stuff like that. But that could just be the shots. Sorry, I couldn't help it. Yeah, but it's saying like to ground yourself by like walking barefoot on the earth.
Meditation and deep breathing will help stabilize the body during this transition. The realignment of the magnetic field will create a new energetic foundation for humanity, enabling higher states of awareness and enhanced manifestation abilities.
Give me telepathy. Let's go.
Emotional and physical purging. March 21st will act as a spiritual detox for humanity.
Is this you guys? We've been sweating it out. Lots of letting it go, as I say, in the number two fashion. Let's see here.
Energies so that higher frequencies can integrate fully. It is a sign of spiritual progress. These emotional waves are meant to clear out lower frequency energies so that higher frequencies can integrate fully. The key to navigating this phase is surrender. Resisting the purging process will only intensify the discomfort. Allowing emotions to surface without judgment or suppression will facilitate faster healing. This is a time to release the old stories, reclaim personal power, and step into a new level of spiritual maturity. Sacred geometry and light codes.
Gets a bit more esoteric after that, but you get the drift. That there's some folks going one way and other folks are going another way. The only thing that you have the power to decide is which way your feet are pointing. Are you going towards pleasantness, positivity, gratitude, peace, joy, laughter, smiles, even cuddles, smooches? Or are you going toward the frowny, you know, frowny faces, negativity, fearful, unsure? There's 100 words for it. Which way are you going? Which way are your feet pointing? I hope it's in the direction that you want it to go. Some people love misery. Hey, I hope you get what you want. But did you know you can get what you want? Please do that. Please spend your time, your mental time, thinking about things you want. There's no time left for things we don't want. We don't have time for that anymore. Cut that out of the diet, the mental diet. People listen to this channel know to think well, to think positively. We're just in a process of trying to get better at it and better at it every day. And every day and in every way, I get better and better. Just as I know you do. And everything always works out for me, just as it will for you. Because reality, creation is for you. It's for you. We're all just light. We're just a bundle of molecules, a bundle of atoms whizzing around, pretending like in the shape of a drama, in the shape of a lifetime of experiences. It's just light. That's all it is. It's not even, it's an illusion. It's real, but it's an illusion. Does that make sense? So don't take yourself so seriously. Love yourself today because that is your nature, because you're one with the source of love, the source of light, the source of all phenomena. Take that with you. Enjoy it. Cuddle it. Feed it a Scooby snack. I love y'all. Peace and aloha.